Good afternoon, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Hi, Brock. It's Kelly Rose. I'm just ringing up to see if you guys do bird toenail clipping at all.
Absolutely. We trim toenails every day of birds. So,
and how much would...
Yeah, I think it's about $30 or $40 or so, depending on the size, from memory.
Okay, it's just a little cocktail.
Cool. Yeah, I think that just that'd be the smaller version of the range there.
When could I get him in?
Yeah, anytime. It probably takes about 2 minutes. So, yeah, anytime.
Okay.
This afternoon or tomorrow. Or I'll just have a look at...
Awesome. If I could get him in this afternoon, that would be great. I'd say it's his, I'd say he's having trouble with roosting, like he's
perch.
Falling off the perch and stuff. Otherwise he seems to be quite fine. He's a rescue, like I rescued him from a family that were just going to let him go because their foster son, they got him for their foster son from another family that they rescued him from. He's had a very hard life.
Yeah.
Where there was younger kids and the kids were grabbing him out of the air.
Yeah.
And when they got him, he had no tail feathers because the kids had pulled them all out.
Yeah.
He's got all of his tail feathers. His wing feathers are a bit, iffy and a bit weird where it looks like they've tried to cut his wings.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not bleeding or anything, but his feet do pose a problem because he's eating and drinking fine. He's around the 85 gram weight mark,
mm-hmm.
But he's just not roosting and that's not right.
So sorry, is he not sitting on the, is he on the bottom of the cage, is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
if you put him up on, if you put him up on a perch, he'll fall off.
Yeah, okay.
And well, he was in a bigger cage, and I've got him moved him out of a bigger cage into a smaller one, and put like I've wrapped up a towel, and put on the bottom so that if he does climb up there and falls off, he's got a soft surface.
Sure. Well, that's,
like,
if
I haven't
he's on the
had
bottom
him
of
for
the
long.
Cage, typically that means he's unwell rather than just his nails, usually. Like, we can definitely look at his nails and trim them for you, but
right.
When they're like that, he actually could definitely have something wrong. And yeah, they've got all the same organs as us, so he could have, anything that we could get as well. I think, like, usually, what I'd say is, I think if we did a consultation with one of the vets rather than just the nurse nail trim, I think that's probably going to be best value for money, because that does include the nail trim as part of the it's $170 for the consultation, as well as a physical check and a room with them.
So
Yeah.
If I was to do a consultation, would that include the nail trim or would that be on top?
Yes, correct. That does include the nail trim.
Okay.
So I still have time for you Saturday this afternoon as well, if you'd like. We can have a look at him.
Okay. Well, my thing is I've got money for a nail trim today, but honestly, I haven't had him that long. My only other issue is I wouldn't have money for a consultation until, I think it's Wednesday next week. Just let me double check that.
It's okay.
Wednesday coming.
That's okay. Well, we can start with the nail trim and we can just weigh him and obviously just have a quick look at him. But sometimes they come in as well. So that'll be...
The 15th of October is when I get paid next. Let me just look at the calendar.
Sorry. Have you been here before, Kelly?
No.
Cool. Okay. I'll just
So next Wednesday, if I bring him in for a nail clip today.
Yep.
And then he needs to be seen by the vet.
Yep.
Then that'll be another $170 on top, yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's start with an nail trim today.
Yeah.
And sometimes when they get, if they're old and decrepit and their feet are a bit weird with their nails,
well,
it might help him out, you know. But
I honestly have no idea. I don't know if it's a male or female because they didn't have that information and they had no idea what age he was. Well, I'm saying it's a he.
Yeah.
because they were saying that he can't talk, but he was talking and then he went silent. So I'm guessing that it's a he, because I've been told that males talk and females don't. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, that's okay. We can worry about that, and we can, you know, usually we do a few tests for that as well, just to check. But sometimes they have characteristic feathers as well, so we
okay.
Can know if he has that pattern today as well. But well, yeah. What time did you want to come in this afternoon for the
trial? What time do you have available?
Yeah, anywhere between sort of 2 and sort of 4.
Four. Well, I'm coming from John Street, Redcliffe. I haven't seen you guys before. So will there be paperwork and stuff that I'll have to sign for him, or?
I'll just make a quick file on the phone now, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So put your name and details and the bird's details.
Kelly
yeah,
Rose. I did ring up and initially book an appointment the other week, but I've had to go through to New South Wales for a family emergency. I wasn't able to keep the appointment that I made.
Okay, well, you can be on here, actually. I'll search your phone number.
It was for...
There you go. Kelly Rose, and then I've got Buddy. Is it the cocktail?
Yep.
Cool. Oh, yeah, no, we're good. We can skip all that stuff, so... Well, did you
he doesn't have the... Well, he did have some sort of it was really weird. He had, some sort of a... not a cough, but something. And it's gone away. It's kind of disappeared now. But he seems to have, his feet thing. I was talking to a friend of mine visited the other day, between when I got him and now, and I showed her, because his balance isn't that great either. And she said, "Oh, his nails are too long, and that's why he's having trouble with roosting or holding on to perch." And I said, "Well, to be honest with you, it's the first bird I've owned, so I have no idea. The people that owned him were just going to—he's a hand-raised cockatiel. They were just going to open the cage and let him out.
Yeah.
And I know that you can't do that with hand-raised birds because they don't fight."
Definitely, yeah.
Sorry.
It sounds like he's in the wrong place, Kelly. But yeah, we'll just come, if you come down about 2 o'clock, we're free then with the nurses, and we'll trim his nails up. And yeah, hopefully it might just be really simple, like he's overgrown too much, he can't perch, but when they're on the bottom of the cage like that, it could mean something a bit more dire, but we'll get that sorted for you.
Well, his climbing, he is climbing around the edges of the cage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he will climb up around, but he just doesn't go up and sit on the wooden perch.
Sure.
So I'm hoping that just...
as well for us to look at?
Yeah, I'm just hoping that's all it is.
Cool. Yeah.
But yeah, I'll come in and I will speak to you at around 2 o'clock.
Yeah, perfect. Awesome.
Bring his cage in and bring him and his cage in and his little cage.
Yeah.
Little cage in and go from there.
Cool. All right, we'll see you at 2 o'clock.
Thank you. Bye.